Congress requires the U.S. flag be raised over all public buildings today and every June 14th. Flag Day began as a show of patriotism to the Union in the early days of the Civil War. In Wichita, Kansas, the issue is how to keep the flags flying. There's a dispute over who should pay to maintain the flags at the city's war memorials. Linda Hamilton is Wichita's assistant city manager. She says the responsibilities were clear when the memorials were built in the 70s.
The agreement was made at that time that the city would fund all of the mowing and the upkeep of the grounds, but that the veterans groups would continue to provide for the maintenance of the memorials themselves and specifically for the flags.
But that's a problem for aging veterans. Glenn Trimble is a 76-year-old World War II vet. He's been struggling for 2 years to get Wichita to pay for new flags and the raising of those flags. Harsh winds take their toll on the flags, which have to be changed several times a year. The veterans have raised fresh flags for more than 30 years, but Trimble worries about what happens when the old soldiers are gone.
Our problem was, who will continue these flags flying? Because, World War II, we're getting so we can't even climb ladders anymore.
You think that interest in maintaining the flags on the poles would die out when the veterans go?
There's no one else to do it without setting up some type of a program. That's why we tried to get a trust fund through the city unsuccessfully. But now we have two Boy Scout troops came forward. The trust fund is already set up. We're hoping to get donations in the amount of what we had asked the city for to go along with our donations, and the interest on that should grow to be able to maintain flags flying into infinity.
What was the city's problem with maintaining the flags?
Well, that is a good question. I tried for 2 years to get them to put $2,000 into a dedicated trust fund. Finally, after a long, long time, I was told there was no way they could get the $2,000 and could not guarantee labor for changing the flags.
The labor would be one person 3 days a year, and the expense would be just a few hundred dollars a year.
That was exactly our thought.
How bad off is Wichita?
Well, it's supposed to be one of the bright spots in the country.
Sounds like they're in a crisis if they can't afford a few hundred dollars for this.
Well, I'm certain I have more confidence in the Boy Scouts continuing this and doing a good job than I would from successive city administrations.
This is the heartland of the country. We expect the Wichitas of the land to fly flags.
those memorials are there. They represent, there's a lot of names on these memorials. There are the men that gave their lives that didn't come home. And that flag also represents the freedoms that these people fought for.
Glenn Trimble is a World War II veteran in Wichita, Kansas.